Good morning. My name is Ted Gilbert. I had the privilege of being the faith friend for Kent Rushing, and he is going to read the gospel passage this morning from the book of Mark, chapter 15, verses 1 through 15.
As soon as it was morning, the chief priest held a meeting with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered, "You say so." Then the chief priest accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone who for whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he realized that it was only out of jealousy the chief priest had handed him over. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd and have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again, "Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they all shouted more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, and he handed him over to be crucified. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Thank you. Well done. I want you to imagine with me for a moment. Just enter this story for just a couple of minutes with me. And I want you to think about Barabbas for a second. Barabbas was on death row, awaiting execution. His sentence, death by crucifixion. One morning, he is aroused from his prison cell. Some armed guards, they come and they say, "Get up quickly, let's get moving. It's time to be on the go." Imagine what Barabbas must be thinking. What is he feeling? The anxiety and the fear, they radiate beginning in the core of his being. And that fear and anxiety rises up to his throat. And then it rushes throughout his whole body. He can hardly stand to his feet. His heart beats uncontrollably. His tongue, he can't move to speak or say anything. He's not ready to die. Not yet. Not today. Barabbas is marched by the Roman guards toward the prison exit. He hears the yells of the crowds outside. What are they saying? "Crucify him, crucify him." He hears Pilate speak. Why? What crime has he committed? What do we know about this man, Barabbas? Well, we don't know a lot. What had he done to deserve death? We know that he was a part of a band of rebels that led an insurrection, a political uprising against Rome. And he had committed murder in the process. This man, at minimum, was a troublemaker and a murderer. This is who Barabbas is. And to Rome, he is a terrorist threat and is deserving of death. We would say he deserves what he is getting. And certainly the crowds would have been sensible in their demands for justice. Crucify him. Well, the burly guards, they dragged him down a dark corridor. His legs are weak. It's all he can do to stand and put one foot in front of the other. And as he goes down the corridor, the shouts from the streets get louder and louder. Crucify, 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 they yell. Away with him. He is led through the prison doors out into the street. And to his shock, on the other side of the prison door, there's hardly anybody in the street. Only a handful of passersby. The guards turn to him and they say, "You're free to go. Get out of here." They go back inside and they slam the door. And there's Barabbas standing on the edge of the street. Guilty. Absolutely. Yes, he's guilty. But now he's a free man. You're free. I can see Barabbas just staring down that empty street. How? Why? Free? To live again? Ahead down the street, up on the intersection, Barabbas sees a man stumbling along. There's a huge crowd of people gathered around him. They're spitting, they're jeering, and they're cursing at him as he passes along. Who is this man? He asked a woman standing by, "That's Jesus of Nazareth." The crowds demanded that Pilate release to them one of the prisoners to give them a Passover pardon. They chose to release the rebel Barabbas and crucify Jesus. Can you believe that? She says to him, not really knowing who he is. Y'all, what we're witnessing here is the great exchange. Who is Barabbas? Who is he? I am Barabbas. You are Barabbas. We are the ones deserving death. And we are the crowd, too, demanding Jesus' death. We are sinners. This is who we are. There is no righteousness in us, nothing worthy to stand before God, no merit. No goodness, nothing. But Jesus takes on our sin. And in return, what does he exchange? What does he give us? Righteousness. Second Corinthians 5:21 says, "God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Confirmands, that's our story. That's who we are. Remember, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Whose flesh bore the condemnation? Jesus. Whose sins are being condemned? Ours. Jesus takes our place when he is crucified. Y'all, that's grace. That's grace. This is the great exchange. our sin on Christ, His righteousness on us. You can't love Christ too much. You can't think about Him too much or thank Him too much or depend on Him too much. He is everything. All our forgiveness, all of our justification, all our righteousness is in Christ. It's in Jesus. This is the gospel, the beautiful gospel, the good news that our sins are laid on Christ and His righteousness is laid on us, the great exchange. It's not by trying harder or being good enough that we deserve this grace. It's ours by faith alone. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. By grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. This is the gift you have received and that we celebrate today. This is the good news that lifts a huge burden from our shoulders. It's our cause for joy. And it's our source of eternal life. Amen. I leave you with this benediction from Numbers chapter 6. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. God bless you.